There has been a great deal of emphasis on laboratory correlative work linked to outcome data from randomized clinical trials. There are several ways to design correlative laboratory studies. Although what has been the most typical evaluation to date has been a retrospective analysis of patient tumor specimens that have been obtained from patients who have already entered clinical trials and for which there are already outcome data. Now, there are hazards with this type of research. First of all, there's no guarantee that you're going to collect tumor blocks on all patients. It is retrospective, so therefore, it is not a true prospective, hypothesis-driven clinical research project. Nonetheless, these retrospective analyses have provided important information that have led to prospective hypothesis-driven trial design. One area that has been evaluated extensively, again, mostly in the retrospective arena, has been the phenomenon of 18q deletion. And 18q deletion has been associated with a much poorer prognosis. And what ECOG did under the direction of Stan Hamilton's laboratory is to take patient specimens, and these were the tumor blocks from the primary tumors of individuals who had entered one of two of the early intergroup adjuvant trials. So these trials were all 5-FU-based. The first trial actually included a surgery alone arm, and patients were randomized to 5-FU-levamisole. And then the second was a very large adjuvant trial looking at combinations of 5-FU-leucovorin and 5-FU-levamisole. Now, unfortunately, because these are older trials, it was impossible to collect all of the tumor specimens we needed. However, we did have sufficient tumor specimens to conduct a retrospective analysis, which showed that those patients who retain the 18q allele have a far better survivorship compared to those who do not. We viewed this as exploratory work. However, if you look at this body of work, which was published in the New England Journal, as well as the work of other laboratories, it does appear that 18q deletion is a significant prognostic marker. I just want to mention another investigation from the series of patients. We looked at microsatellite instability, and it appeared that those patients with microsatellite instability and who had evidence of the TGF-beta mutation had a much superior survivorship compared to those who did not. Now, we know that microsatellite instability is only seen in a fraction of colon cancer patients, but it does appear that this is another marker to include in prospective trial design. We know in the cooperative group setting that randomized trials for stage 3 patients who receive a 5-FU-based regimen produce a 5-year survivorship of somewhere near 65%. When we looked at the patients with 18q deletion, in other words, a poor risk group, the survivorship for that population was only 50%. Now, that correlates with survival statistics in the past for patients who had surgery alone. So the implication here is that the 5-FU-based regimen had no impact on outcome. On the other hand, for those patients who were so-called good risk, who retained 18q or had MSI with the TGF-beta R2 mutation, those individuals had survivorship of 75% at 5 years. Now, what we don't know in this population, would this group have done just as well with surgery alone, or did the chemotherapy have some impact? We cannot answer those questions.